This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, filmmaker, playwright, director, TV show creator. Ooh, the list goes on and on for David Mamet. We'll hear more of Alex's conversation with him.
First, a top Al-Qaeda operative in Somalia was killed this morning in a U.S. airstrike on a house in the central Somalian town of Dusa Mareb. The man's name is Aden Hashi Airo. He died in a Tomahawk missile strike launched by a U.S. Navy vessel off of Somalia's coast. Ken Menkhaus is a political science professor now at Davidson College in North Carolina, but formerly he was a UN advisor on Somalia. Ken, can you tell us about this man, Aden Hashi Airo, the leader of a sect there in Somalia?
Not so much a sect. He's a leader of a militia called the Shabab, which is Arabic for youth, which was established in the late 1990s. Airo was a young militia leader. He spent time in the Mujahideen in Afghanistan. He did not have, as we best understand it, a particularly in-depth understanding of Islamism, but was radical in his tactics. He oversaw a small but very effective militia which engaged in political assassinations in Somalia. And when the Ethiopians occupied Somalia in December of 2006, Shabab became the leading insurgency force against them.
And this man, is he a native Somali?
He is indeed.
So he has come back to lead this group fighting the Ethiopians.
That's correct.
But he's allied with Al-Qaeda. Is he considered an Al-Qaeda operative, a presence?
The link between Shabab and Al-Qaeda is a subject of debate. There are many Somalis who argue that the links are incidental. American officials argue that they are fairly deep, that a small group of high-value targets, as they put it, of East African Al-Qaeda cell, these are non-Somalis. A small number, 3 to 5, have been coming and going from Somalia and have enjoyed protection and safe haven thanks to the Shabab.
But this person, Aden Hashi Airo, has been a target of the Americans, a known target for how long?
Not that long, and that's what's significant about this. Shabab was not designated as a terrorist organization by the U.S. government until last month. Up to that point, it was seen as a very dangerous group. It was not a group that the U.S. government was interested in speaking with. It was a group that has had blood on its hands from some international aid workers over the years, but mainly targeted Somalis and the Ethiopian occupation. They had not launched attacks against the U.S. outside Somali borders. So the designation of them as a terrorist group last month was significant, and this is the first time where we see a U.S. attack that appears to be exclusively designed to hit a Somali jihadist, as opposed to past air attacks in Somalia over the past year, which were intended to hit these foreign Al-Qaeda operatives.
I wonder, this may be an odd way of looking at things, but do you see this relatively quick U.S. pinpointing of this individual, and there doesn't seem to be any dispute that indeed he was killed, this relatively quick targeting of him as some sort of indication that U.S. intelligence in the region may actually be getting better?
I don't know if that's true or not, because we've had a number of misses in which these attacks, either by AC-130 gunships or other attacks, have failed to hit intended targets and have killed civilians. This may be an indication that the U.S. intelligence is getting better. It certainly had to be good to know he was in that particular house in a small village in central Somalia. But there's apparently a fair amount of luck involved, too, in translating what the government calls actionable intelligence into an airstrike.
UN-sponsored peace talks for Somalia are scheduled to begin in about 10 days. What impact is this going to have?
Well, this is what we're all concerned about, is that the timing of this airstrike could have all kinds of ripple effects in a number of directions, and it's likely to cause the moderates in this Alliance for the Reliberation of Somalia to pull back from the talks. This is going to have a very polarizing effect inside Somalia. Shabab and Airo were not loved in Somalia. Most Somalis feared and dreaded their tactics, but Shabab, because they were posing as the main liberation movement against an Ethiopian occupation, had the support of a lot of Somalis. And so this attack is likely to polarize the opposition, and I personally think it endangers the peace talks.
Ken Menkhaus, a former UN advisor on Somalia, now teaching political science in North Carolina. Ken, thank you.
My pleasure.